Coffee Brothers, Marke, aber ich ziehe mal davon.
Prashas Rav Mardasra. Be covered to join such a wonderful program. Maisa Ovis Simon Lebonim is a well-known Hiskom. The Ramban of Pichazal introduces us to this idea that everything that the Ovis did, they were being soil el derech, they were paving the path. All of their actions were so laden with significance that everything that they would do would play itself out for their children, their grandchildren, and so forth. And that is what it means to be an Av, is to live not for oneself, but indeed that every action that happens is the precursor of that that will play itself out b'achris hayomim. And therefore, really, if a Yid wants to have an understanding, a fashtant, of things that happen in the world, one needs look as far as Bereshit and the parishes that we're going through at the moment, and trace their roots back to the source. And I thought, therefore, possibly to highlight something which is unfortunately very pertinent, something that Klal Yisrael is suffering from at the moment, a character that pops in and out, and on the face of it, not a lot is known about him, and yet when we look through the eyes of Chazal, we understand, we see quite a lot, and that is Yishmael. Avraham Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, and of course, he's being Solo Derech, he's paving the path for his Eimeklach that would go down to Mitzrayim. He ascends from a tribe, he comes up, he comes out as a rich man, again paving the path for the Bizas Mitzrayim. But he comes out with an addition to his Mishpacha. He comes out with the daughter of Paroi, Hagar, and that's an addition to his family. And again, that is a precursor to the Erev Rav. Those of Mitzrayim, why did Hagar marry Avraham? Because Paroi was so dazzled by the Shechina that was mocked in the Beis Avraham. He said, it's better for my daughter to be a Shidcha, the Beis Avraham, than to be a daughter, than to be a princess. And so she becomes his wife. And again, that's the precursor of those Nefashos generations later that would be dazzled by the Shechina and would attach themselves to Klal Yisrael, the Erev Rav, the Rif Rav, from whom we suffered. They induced us to the Maaseh HaEgel, and fascinatingly, the Gaon in Evan Shem has a whole perek where he discusses and he says that the Erev Rav are still amongst us. The Erev Rav are still amongst us, and the last Birur before Mashiach comes will be to get rid of them. Who are they? V'hem Dvukim La'oid V'Yisrael V'Yisrael Lomdim Mima'aseihem. They are those that have the power, the influence, but yet are not truly Jewish. And it's very, very difficult. It's something that will have to be a final birur, and that all harks back to Avraham ultimately taking Hagar. And from Hagar we get her legacy. What's her legacy? Her legacy is Yishmael. And we have suffered, and we continue to suffer from Yishmael. The Rambam in Igeres Teimon writes, and I'll quote just quickly, he says, "V'atem acheinu yodua lachem sh'akodesh baruch hu yipilonu b'machmeres aviseinu b'seich umma zu shehu umas Yishmael." Unfortunately, as a result of our averus, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has sent us the Umma of Yishmael, Shera Osam Chazoka Aleinu, Vehim Mishakmim Leheira, Velimoy Seisonut Mishigazar Aleinu Yizbarak, Vehimu Plilim. They're a terrible nation. Vesele Tamoid Al Yisrael Umma Yeser Oyeves Mimeno, Velay Umma Shahara, Betachlis Ara, Ledaldele Sonu, Lehakten Sonu, Velimoy Seisonut Mimoyem. Shafilu David Amelach Alasham, there's nobody worse. Nobody worse, says the Rambam, than the Bnei Yishmael when they are Shoilet over us. שאפילו דוד המלך עליו השלום כשרוב רוח הקדש כל הצורס ועשיד יש לישראל. Even דוד המלך who foresaw all that would befall us, his chalitzoi kulakoinein, beloshein ha'oimer miras b'nei Yishmael, what does he say? דוד המלך says, אוי עלי, כי גרתי משך שוכנתי עם אהלי קדר. אוי עלי, woe to me, that I have to dwell עם אהלי קדר, in the tents of Kedar, meaning Yishmael. What is the approach? What says the Rambam? What can one do? When one hears the Shikre Yishmael, or the lies, the claims that they make, Lishtait Mimenu. The approach is to be quiet. The Samhu Zela Pasuk Shekosuv B'Shem Bonov. The Pasuk tells us in this week's parasha, the end of the parasha, the end of the parasha, the names of the sons of Yishmael, Mishma V'Duma Umasa. Which Chazal tell us, what does that mean? Duma, doim, to be quiet. Shma, doim, vasa. Listen, be quiet, and be soivel. That's the only thing that we can do, to listen, to be quiet, and to be soivel. That's the only approach. There's no way out of it, says the Rambam. The Cholzman can raise them shleimam. Even if we are genuinely interested in their welfare, they're not interested. They are not interested. All they want is milchama. It's not even an approach, as might be countenanced with other threats, to turn around and say, okay, besides I give in. Shma, doim, v'sa, be soivel. Kol shekein. The Rambam seems to be saying that there's no way out. Because if you're masking, it's not going to make anything any better. And he's showing. But and to go against them, to fight against them, is zichah, says the Rambam, Kavachayma, that's no good. That's who they are. A fascinating Ramban in Lech Lecha, which I don't think is oft quoted, you may well know it, but it's an amazing Ramban, just really a one-liner, that he traces it back, that which we are soivel, why we are soivel, from the Bnei Yishmael, says the Ramban, an amazing Ramban, only the Ramban could write such a thing. Vataneho sorai vatidrach miponeho, says the Ramban, Sora afflicted Hagar to the extent that she felt that she had to flee, vatidrach miponeho, says the Ramban, chota imenu beinui hazeh. Chota, chet, it's only a chet, but chota imenu beinu yazeh. It wasn't correct, says the Ramban. This affliction wasn't proportional, even though she had vateikal gvirto beineha. She had thrown off the yoke, she'd become too big for her boot, Hagar become too big for her boot. Nevertheless, chota imenu beinu yazeh, v'gam Avraham b'hanichay lasis kein. And Avraham says he was complicit by allowing this inui to go ahead, which, says the Ramban, wasn't justified. V'shama Hashem el Anya, the Rabbeinu Shleilam listened el Anya, v'nosan lo ben sheyehetera Adam, la'anois zera Avraham v'sara b'chol minei ho'inoi. And therefore Midda k'neged Midda, says the Ramban, he gave her a son, Hagar was zoich, if that's the right word, to a son sheyehetera Adam, that would be out of control. We'll talk about this a little bit later. Tera Adam. Not somebody that you can deal with. Not somebody that you can rationalize with, like the Rambam said this in Igeres Teimon. There is no logical, there's no rational approach not to concede and not to fight. Tera Adam, out of control. La noisera Avram, the Sarah, b'chol minei inui. This would be the fate. This son would be given reshus, as it were, from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Midda k'neged midda. La amayz zera Avram v'sorah b'chol. Sorry.
What condition does fish mark b'koydol?
Coming up, I'll talk about it in a minute. Yeah, but the Malach tells them, go back. The ani tachas yodeh. You've got to go back. You do have to be misani tachas yodeh. But what you see in the Ramban, nor the Ramban can dissolve him, that what we're suffering today is a midah. As we look at Ramban, it's a midah k'neged midah for the inui, which is an incredible thing. So what is Yishmael? So we have this Yishmael. What does he want? We'll come in a minute to an analysis of his personality. What does he want? He grows up, and he's metzachik. And we all know, Chazal says, metzachik, Zora, Eroyes, Shifustomim, but there's a fascinating Sforna. The Sforna says, Metzachek, Malig al Hamishta, Shenasa Deves Avram. What was happening? Avram made the Mishta God, the Emi Gomel at Yitzchak, and Yishmor is then Metzachek. What does that mean, he's Metzachek? He makes fun of it. He makes light of it. Malig al Hamishta, Shenasa Deves Avram. But Omru Shenis Avram me Avimelech. Yishmor is claiming, his core claim is, that you, Yitzchak, you're not the Yerush. I'm the Yerush. There is no other. You come from Avimelech. Like we see at the beginning of Torah, for Kant the Chazal. That's Metzachik. So he's somebody, what's his claim? He's denying the validity, the legitimacy. He's delegitimizing any claim that we have, then of course Eretz Yisrael. Because if he is only the Zera Avram, then there's nobody else. That's his claim. We find at the end of this week's parasha, the Sof Yomov, he does tshuva. Vayikru Eis after Avram dies, Vayikru Eis Yitzchak Yishmol Bonov Al Maras HaMachpela, they bury him, and the order is significant. Chazal Rashi picks up on the order, Yitzchak V'Yishmol, Mikam She'osa Yishmol Tshuva V'Hoylech Et Yitzchak Lefonov. At the Sof Yomov, when Avram dies, Yishmol does tshuva. And he allows Yitzchak, it's Yitzchak V'Yishmol. The order is very significant. But at the Kvura, at the end of days, again, this is a precursor to what will be the Seif HaYomim, the Achris HaYomim. Eventually the time will come, Yitzchak Hashem B'Korei, when he will relinquish the claim. And he'll accede, he'll concede that Yitzchak is Taka, the true heir, and has a claim on Eretz Yisrael. But that only comes later, that only comes Mamash B'Seif HaYomov. The Balaturim, at the end of Chayisara, the very last Balaturim says, when we're told that when Yishmael dies, Vayishkinu mechavilo atshur ashel pnei Mitzrayim voyecho ashura, al tnei kol echov nofo, which literally means he dwelt over all his brothers. But the Balaturim says, the connection, the juxtaposition of this, the last pasuk in Chayisara, the first pasuk in Tovah, al tnei kol echov nofo, the somich leveil atovah is Yitzchak, loymar, kesheyipoil Yishmael ba'acharif hayomim, when Yishmael will ultimately fall and he'll lose power, all Yitzmach ben David shehu mitovah is Yitzchak, then and only then, says the Balaturim, only when al tnei kol echov nofo, when he has a nefila, then veil atovah is Yitzchak, then we'll be zeichen to Moshiach, who's a Tovus Yitzchak. Let's try and give this a little analysis of the Chazal. The Machlokes, quite a well-known Machlokes, there's a Machlokes, we're used to the standard model when we talk about Galuyos, the Dalet Galuyos. The Ibn Ezra is of the opinion that Yishmael is actually the fourth Galus, the fourth Malchus, it's Yishmael. And there seems to be a certain amount of support from Rabbi Lezer, as we'll see possibly, Mazaya Kodesh, though possibly can be interpreted to mean that after the Malchus Revius, there will be Yishmael. Even though the Ramban says clearly, he argues on the Ibn Ezra, but the concept, it seems in Chazal in many places, the idea that there will be the last enemy that we will face, being Yishmael, is an idea that's quite widespread in Chazal. Bilam, the wonderful Pirkei Rabbeinu at the end of Perek Lamed, Bilam, who was zeicher to an incredible level of nevuah, to one that, of course, he personally didn't deserve, but nonetheless, he was zeicher to an incredible insight, and his last nevuah, in fact, virtually the last words that he says, Vayisa Mesholoi Vayomar, Oy Mi Yichye Misumoi Eil. Om Abilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Som Shmoy LeYisrael. Oy mi yichya misumoy el. Woe to those that live. Who would want to live in a time of misumoy el when these are placed? Misumoy el actually means ele, these. When these are placed upon us, who's these? Om Abilam, says the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Som Shmoy LeYisrael. The Rabbein Shel Olam put his name in Klal Yisrael. Hoyl vehishva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmoy Shel Yishmael Shmoy Shel Yisrael, because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's no other Ummah where the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Kaviyachu puts his name into the nature, into the essence of the Ummah, other than Yisrael and Yishmael. Therefore, Oy miyichya biyomov, says the preacher of Ebenezer, Oy miyichya biyomov, woe to those that live through the tzoras that this nation can place upon us. Shenema Oy miyichya misumoyeru. So he has his name, he has the Rabbein Shalom's name inside of him, and that means that, in, to some extent, the Rabbein Shalom is a feature of his essence, of his character, of who he is. What does that mean? The Maharal is Masbir, that there's a fundamental difference between the Dalas Malchias and Yishmael. The Dalas Malchias, the way it works is as follows. V'hoyo kasher toridu forekta ulei mi'atzav arecho. All the other Malchias are manifestations of our not utilizing the koichas that the Rabbeinu Shalom has given us. When we don't act as we should, we have a maila, we don't use it, the Rabbeinu Shalom takes it and gives it to the Umos HaOlam. There's a fulcrum. There's a balance. V'hoyo kasher toridu forekta ulei mi'atzav arecho. It's directly opposite. If we're on the ascendant, if we are behaving the way we should, if we are Oivdei Hashem, then the Umos HaOlam have no kayach whatsoever. And this is something that is borne out so many times as a chassidus shabbat, that it's a famous idea, the moshel by Mitzrayim, where it says, Ayokam melechodosh al Mitzrayim. In the chassidus shabbat, talk about the kayach is chadshus, the ability to rejuvenate oneself, to get up. How could it be that they have a melechodosh? Because we had that kayach and we didn't use it. But the beginning, and therefore the beginning of the gula, I think it's the Shem Yishvul, the beginning of the gula is HaChodesh HaZelechem, when we recapture it once again. And that is always, that is our constant struggle with those that are unlike us, dissimilar, fundamentally, essentially, those that we have no shaykhus with, Prats, Edoim, no shaykhus. Kishazem Leifel Zekom. But Yishmael is very different. Because if we analyze the nature, the Moshel of Golas Edom, the Golas Edom, what do we have? We have, on the one hand, you have either Avodah Zarah Mamash, say the Eastern religions. You have Natsrus, Christianity, which is Shittuf, which is also Avodah Zarah. Or you have atheism, you have a totally secular society. None of those, that's just out and out sheker. None of those have any shaykhus to us whatsoever. If we don't use our kayachas, then they get kayach. But none of them have any shaykhus whatsoever to who we are and what our tachlis is. Mashenken and Yishmael, the danger is in the similarity. The danger is because there's something there. There is a nitzatz of kedusha. There is something there. He's got the name of the Rabbeinu Shloim in him. He's got Bris Mila, the famous Zayah. The Zayah Kaddish says the only other nation that has ever had any claim on Eretz Yisrael, and indeed the Rabbeinu Shlom has allowed him, called man, we don't have our Emunah Shlema, to live in Eretz Yisrael, is the Bnei Yishmael. As a Zechus, because as we know, in Lech Lecha, the two go together, look in the Pesukim, the two go together, so he has Bris Mila, although it's not Bishleimusa, he doesn't have Priya, and therefore it's Reika, it's empty, we'll come to that in a minute, but he has an Achiza. He has an achiza in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Ar Tzeina HaKadoshta, Eretz HaKadosh, Hamalia Shal Melech. Therefore he has a nitzot of Kedusha, therefore he can have some achiza there. And possibly most importantly, they are ma'aminim. Unlike Edom. They are ma'aminim. They are basically ma'aminim. They believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom, in a single Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's the danger. The others, all the other Malchuyos, derive their Keichas in the Maral from us. If we don't utilize our Keichas, they take it over and they produce something, they produce a society that is totally different and has a value system which is antithetical, which is the opposite of everything that we stand for. Yishmael, on the other hand, it's the danger of the similar. Let's analyze his character very quickly. Bakant, Rashi, and it's clearer actually in the Targum. It was Yishmael that precipitated, according to one day in Chazal, precipitated the whole Akedah. One pshat in Rashi, and it's even clearer in the Targum Yonason. Just read it from the Pirush Yonason, it's easier. They were arguing, and Yishmael says, Li roi li roi shani abchoir. Again, the same claim. I'm the b'chayr. I'm the firstborn. Yitzchok says to him, no, Leroy Lirush, I should have the Yerusha. Ani ben Agvira v'ato ben Ashitcha, Heshiv Yishmael, Ani hu tzadik Yesem imcha. Says Yishmael, I'm a greater tzadik than Yishim, Malti ben Yud Gimel. I was a bardas, and I could have resisted Bris Mila, and I didn't. Look at me, I'm a tzadik. And you are the Atonim Alpha Ches Yomim, you have Bris Mila at 8 days old, Ilu Ayisav, Oyev Chodei, Ayisav Ake. If you would have been able to object, I know you, Yitzchok, he said, if you would have been able to object, you would have objected. Yitzchok said, no, I'm 36, 37, and if the Rebbe would want all my Evarim, I would give them up, while of Achad Varim, Ail Achad Varim, Shem Yishmoel, V'Oelekim, Oelekim Nisus Avram. So his claim to the legitimacy, he claims that he is the legitimate heir of Avram, is based on his backlist to the Rotten Abayra. That's what he's saying. I could have resisted. I was already a Bardas, I was 13 years old, but I didn't resist. I am the true Eved Hashem. I'm the one that is Mevakel my Ritzonus to the Rabbeinu Shleilo. That's what he's saying. But Ali the Emes, it's all a sham. On the face of it, it looks good. He wasn't Ma'akev, he was 13, he could have been Ma'akev, he was Mevatel himself, he wasn't even Mitzvah, very likely, his father was Mitzvah, and he's Mevatel his das, but Ali the Emes, it's all a sham. Because when the Torah tells us who he is and who he was going to be, it tells us he'll be that famous phrase, Tere Odom. Tere Odom. Now usually, in Lashon HaKodesh, you have the noun and then the adjective. You have the noun, and then the adjective qualifies or limits or tells us more about the noun, about the thing that we're describing. Over here it's the other way around. He was made up of these two things. Mitzad echad, he had a hogor inside of him, and that was the terror bit, says the Sforno. He was a terror, he was wild, unrestrained, unlimited. But on the other hand, there was a shtickler, he was a shtickler mensch, because he had Bris Mila, he was the son of Avram. By putting the adjective before the noun, by putting the terror before the Adam, it shows us which one was the Ikka. It shows us that is actually the noun, that's who he is. The Etzem, Yishmael is terror. He is wild, unrestrained, uncontrolled, unlimited. That is his key characteristic. That's who he is. The Adam bit comes afterwards. Because their emunah, they have emunah, but their emunah does not limit or in any way refine their ritzoinus, adarabah. What they do is they use their emunah to justify their own ritzoinus. So on the face of it, they have emunah, they have a Shem Hashem in their name, they have Bris Mila, it all looks wonderful on the outside. And they are mamin in one Rabbeinu Shalom. But the etzem that says the Torah, Tereh. They are totally wild, unrestrained, and really what they're after is their own ritzonus. But it is dressed up in the guise of jihad, of something that is rotzen habayri. And the Farshim say that's what it means. And Avram, in yesterday's parsha, Avram brings in those that he thinks are three aravim. And what does he say? He tells them, "Mishtachavim la'avak sha'al raglehem." The concept, say the Mefarshim, what does it mean to be Mishtachave to the Avok Sha'al Raglehem? What does that mean? It means, what distinguishes the Avok, the dust that is under my feet, from any other dust? It is only by virtue of the fact that my foot trod there. That is Makdishit. Their concept is that wherever I tread, whatever I do, that is automatically Mekadosh what I do. That's the concept. The Etzem, externally, it all looks good. It looks as if it's L'shem Shamayim, but the Etzem, what is it? The Etzem, it's all only their own Ritzonus. If that is who they are, then although the Rambam tells us that in terms of approach, there's no way out. To concede, they're not going to give in. And Nishalem b'chiyada behimol amulchama. That if we have an understanding of what the Kitrug is, of who they really are, then L'chura, the Tikkun has to be the exact opposite. The Tikkun is Eila Todes Yitzchok. It's only when Al Pnei Kolech of Nofol will only be when it's Eila Todes Yitzchok. Yitzchok therefore has to be the paradigm. And that is total hisbatlus to the Ratzon HaBoreh. The difficulty is, the vacation it gets one can get confused and confuse one's own Ritzonus with Ratzon HaBayra. That is Yishmael. Is to confuse. He may be genuinely convinced, possibly, arguably. He may be genuinely convinced that that is Ratzon HaBayra, but it isn't. That therefore is the, that's the Nisoyan. Working out, clarifying, being the Vara for myself, what is Ratzon HaBayra and what is really my own Ritzonus, but possibly dressed up as Ratzon HaBayra. By Kant, the Zumagorn says that we know that Esau then goes and marries Machalas Bas Yishmael, and that is the original unholy alliance. Because what we have, when we have Naaseh V'Nishma and Tzad HaKedusha, the clipper of Naaseh V'Nishma, the Tzad HaTumah of Naaseh V'Nishma, is Esau and Yishmael. Naaseh, that's Esau. Osui, that is Be'etzem, that's Ebon, that's secularism, that's a reliance on technology which replaces the Rabbeinu Shleilem Chas V'Sholem, no need for Rabbeinu Shleilem, totally atheistic society, that's the Naaseh, and the Nishma is Yishmael's willingness, or supposed willingness to do whatever he perceives to be the Ratzon HaBayra, the Shema. And if they take over, and that was the significance as the Gaon of Esav marrying Machalas Bas Yishmael, because together they have the Naaseh, the Nishma, Tzad HaTumah, the very, very difficult to fight against. For us, I would argue, the Naaseh side of things, Baruch Hashem, is, for us certainly is a non-issue, because we're all Maminim B'nai Maminim, and we accept and we know what the right thing to do is. Far more subtle, far more difficult possibly, is the clarification of what is Ratzon HaBayra and what is our own Ratzon. It was Dr. Meisa. Dr. Meisa, the Rebbe Reb Zusha, his brother Rebbe Elimelech, who once taken and thrown into prison, and in the middle of the prison there was a bucket for public convenience, and the Melech starts crying, and Zusha says, what are you crying for? He says, because it's going to be the first time in my life I'm not going to be able to daven mincha. I'm not going to be able to daven mincha. Sorry, I can't daven mincha. So he says, why are you crying? The Zelba Rebbeinu Shalom that commands you every day to daven mincha, the same halacha, it's the same Rabbeinu Shalom, is now clearly, this is Ratzon HaBayra. Why, I don't know. But this is clearly Ratzon HaBayra that at this point in time, today, this afternoon, you shouldn't daven mincha. That's Ratzon HaBayra. So they start dancing. You can imagine the spectacle. They start dancing, these two distinguished looking gentlemen, the Hasid Rebbe, they start dancing around this bucket. And the prisoners call the guard and they say, Masuntavdal, we've got Meshagolim here. So God says, you Jews, you're happy with the bucket, I'll take the bucket out. Rav Zusha says, now you can have a minute. That's Ratzon HaBayra. Mr. Sharon says in a famous in Perek Gimel, he says that Toshit Chosha, I'll run through it for short of time, Toshit Chosha for Laila, famous stick on Mr. Sharon, he says there's two dangers in Laila, in night. One is attack of blindness, and the Zetnisht, one doesn't see. I don't see at all. I think I may know what's going on, but I'll just fall into a pit without even being aware of it. But there's another type of darkness which is much more sinister. And that is if I'm convinced that what I'm doing is right. I see an Omud Shehu Odom and an Odom Shehu Omud. I think I know. Maybe it occurred to me one such chapter. It's these twin threats of Esav and Yishmael. Esav is Mezetnish, totally blind, total sheker. Atheism, secularism, Yishmael is far more sinister. Convinced that that is Ratzon HaBayra. That's far more sinister. If I think that what I'm doing is the Ratzon HaBayra, it will be so much harder to dissuade me. Just read out a line in Igros Moshe. A wonderful line in Igros Moshe. Evan Ezrachek, based in Yudalef, there's a famous Machlekas. Rav Moshe took a very strong position on a certain Indian, sensitive issue. He writes this in Toshin Chafes, and he came under for a lot of criticism. Some of it, arguably well beyond the pale. Somebody wrote him a letter and criticized him roundly. So he writes back, Rav Moshe says, first of all, Kibalti Mechtovcha, and first of all, I'm very happy that there are you, we're still clowning Klal Yisrael, there are still even that are unafraid, unabashed, unashamed, able to criticize the Gedolim, take them to task, wonderful. Avol Ha'emes. Shein b'dvarim shekosavti v'shahi reisi shum dvar sheyigrim chas v'sholem eizah chilu b'tarah to kedushas Yisrael el oteraf emes midivri rabbi seinu horishainim. The emes is, says Moshe, you think V'ho'iruhur sokloi teirotoi al zeh, bo me hashkofas sheboim yediyas deyos chitsoinios, shemiblimeisim mashpiyim afal gedoilim v'chochma, lohovin mitzvah Hashem yizborach, v'toirak doisho, l'fiyosin adeyos hakoichim. He says, your complaint against me, without you realizing it, is based on ideas which have come from the gas, from the street. He says, but Baruch Hashem, eini loy mehem v'loy mehamayno, v'chol hashkafosi hurak miyadiyas ha-teira, b'loy shum taruvas miyadiyas chatzoynis. He says, I have no knowledge of anything other than Torah. I've never taken in any knowledge other than Torah. And therefore I can be convinced that what I say is Torah. And what you say is not Ratzon HaBorei, although it may be dressed up in your mind in the guise of Ratzon HaBorei. That is the challenge that Yishmael poses us. Just to finish off with the Pirkei Rav Elezer, who tells us, Lama Nikra Shmo Yishmael. Why was he called Yishmael? She'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'shmoy HaBakil Na'akas Ha'om Mima She'afsidin B'nei Yishmael La'asos. Says the Pirkei Rav Elezer, he was called Yishmael, Yishma, Eil, the Rabbeinu Shalom in the future, will be, have cause to listen. Only if we turn to him and we recognize that what we're missing is that it's backless to the Ratzon HaBorei, and we get that through tefillah and we daven to him, that when that time comes, Lefichoch Nikra Shmo Yishmael, Shenema Yishmael V'yamin, the time will come when we will daven, we'll cry out to the Rabbeinu Shalom, he will listen to us and he will answer us, because we are made.
Sorry. I didn't get back to that. Sorry.